friend. Have you ever heard the quote, obstacles and opportunities go hand in hand? The only difference lies in the way we perceive them. This quote emphasizes how our mindset reshapes how we perceive our challenges as possibilities. So, how do you handle your challenges? Ponder on that as you listen today. That said, can changing your perspective guide your journey to find inner peace? Yes. Yes, it can. And to level set, your perspective is how you see something. It's your attitude toward something in particular, your point of view. For instance, let's say you care a lot about protecting nature. If someone proposes building a new factory, you'd mainly think about how it could harm the environment. You'd push for ways to do things that don't hurt nature and to keep things safe for our children's future. But how can a positive perspective allow you to feel inner peace and inner calm? And for that matter, how does it relate to my original question of tackling challenges? I'm glad you asked. Please tune in to today's episode and I'll gladly fill you in. Oh, and to further your work, download the Find Your Inner Peace workbook on my Rise Love Live boutique at etsyshop.com. Naturally, the link is below. Do you find yourself struggling with constant anxiety, stress, or burnout? Maybe you're navigating through overwhelming waves of sadness or darkness. Has someone allowed you to believe that you're unworthy? Well then, we're here to debunk those beliefs and help you to overcome them. Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Radiance From Within podcast, guiding Christian women to build their confidence and self-worth. My name is Heidi, and I'm so excited to have you here. We'll work together to help you overcome negative beliefs by incorporating prayer, devotionals, and journaling into your daily routine. Additionally, we'll explore the power of words and how they can impact your mindset and well-being. Because when you unleash your inner peace, you will find the desire and strength to spread kindness and compassion. Join me each week and unlock your radiance from within. Discover your power and strength and embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. I ask again, can changing your perspective bring you inner peace? Yes, because if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So picture this. It's just a regular Wednesday, but everything is going wrong. You're running on very little sleep, your favorite shirt is in the laundry, and you're feeling pretty grumpy. Can you relate? But as you're walking along trying to complete that very last errand, you come across someone in tears. Naturally, you do the right thing by stopping to console them. You learn about their situation and thankfully you can help them. But boy, what an eye-opener, right? You had been having a terrible day up until that moment, but your perspective changed once you realized it wasn't as bad as the person you had just met. Then, of course, there's social media, the biggest culprit of a skewed vantage point. But we must remember, the grass isn't always greener. As you scroll through Instagram, it seems some folks live better lives than we do. But is it real, or are we simply looking through a camera lens? It's also essential to our well-being and stress level to recognize that while we may not control external circumstances, we always have control over our reactions. By forcing ourselves to focus on what we can control, our thoughts and feelings, versus what we cannot, situations and other people, it will allow our minds to be at rest, to be calmer. In turn, by taking control of our reactions, we can better manage our anxiousness and maintain a positive mindset. Our experiences are shaped by how we respond to challenges and setbacks. That said, practicing mindfulness, regulating our negative thoughts, and using positive thinking are essential to successfully overcoming difficulties. Did you know our response to these daily challenges is more significant than the circumstances themselves? By recognizing this, we can strengthen our ability to handle adverse situations, focusing on what you can control rather than what can't brings you a sense of calm, and taking action empowers you to address these challenges and stay clear-headed. Again, we control our thoughts and feelings. We can't control situations and others. Okay, so if we can have control over our emotions, we also can control our stress level. But are there other benefits? Yep, you bet. So when we're less stressed, we can think more clearly. We'll develop a sense of appreciation and empathy. And the bonus, we'll connect with our inner consciousness and find inner peace. Sounds amazing, yes? And here are a few questions you can ask yourself to navigate through that adversity and shift your mindset toward a more constructive outlook. What aspects of this situation am I grateful for? How might others in this situation be feeling? What practices or strategies can help me find calmness and clarity amidst this challenge? And finally, how can I reconnect with my inner values and strength to overcome this difficulty? Reflecting on these questions will help shift your perspective from frustration or despair to resilience and growth. In fact, when you ask those questions, you could even journal about each of them. Be sure that you pray over them. So, sure, you're in the middle of a stressful situation and you think of the applicable question. And then when you go home that night, ponder again about the question, journal, and pray about it. So, are you ready for the time to work on changing your perspective? Yes. Yes. And to get you started in the right direction, here are some mindfulness techniques you can practice. We have breath awareness. Concentrate on your breath. Notice its rhythm and sensation. You can also do a body scan. Tune into each part of your body, acknowledging any tension or discomfort. This one is one of my favorites, mindful walking. Take your time and focus on each step, fully immersing yourself in the present moment. In fact, I'd like you to take that one step further. And as you're walking, what do you smell? What does the air smell like? Is it crisp? Is it hot and sticky? Are there birds chirping? Is someone running a chainsaw or a lawnmower? Did the cat just run across your path? What do you have going on during your walk? Then finally, we have mindful listening. Listen to others without bias, giving your full attention to what they're expressing. Along with the mindful walking, I have to say the mindful listening is also one of my favorites, and I'll admit, you know you guys love it when I do the truth bomb. The mindful listening is one of my challenges. And I don't mean to be rude or disrespectful to the person on the other side of the conversation, but sometimes I get so excited about the topic that I get too excited and too energized, and then my ears shut down because my mind is too busy thinking about what I want to say next. So that is something that I am actively working on, is my mindful listening. And if you get excited like I do as well, I invite you to work on that. Oprah reminds us to be thankful for what you have, you'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you'll never have enough. See? Another opportunity, how we look at something. It shows its worth. It shows we have wealth when we are grateful for what we do have versus what we don't have. Dear God, thank you for guiding us to see the world through a positive lens. We are grateful for the blessings you have given us, especially during times of adversity and stress. Thank you for helping us to view our lives and the lives of others from a different perspective. We acknowledge our imperfections. We don't always get it right, yet when we do, we find comfort in knowing you are there, guiding us every step of the way. Yet when we stray, your patience and love steer us back. With humble hearts, we gratefully surrender to your divine guidance. We lift all of this up in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe in you, my friend. Now it's your turn. Along with the mindful walking, I have to say the mindful listening is also one of my favorites. And I'll admit, you know you guys love it when I do the truth bomb. The mindful listening is one of my challenges. And I don't mean to be rude or disrespectful to the person on the other side of the conversation, but sometimes I get so excited about the topic that I get too excited and too energized, and then my ears shut down because my mind is too busy thinking about what I want to say next. So that is something that I am actively working on, is my mindful listening. And if you get excited like I do as well, I invite you to work on that. Oprah reminds us to be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you'll never have enough. See? Another opportunity, how we look at something. It shows its worth. It shows we have wealth when we are grateful for what we do have versus what we don't have. Dear God, thank you for guiding us to see the world through a positive lens. We are grateful for the blessings you have given us, especially during the times of adversity and stress. Thank you for helping us to view our lives and the Dear God, thank you for guiding us to see the world through a positive lens. We are grateful for the blessings you have given us, especially during times of adversity and stress. Thank you for helping us to view our lives and the lives of others from a different perspective. We acknowledge our imperfections. We don't always get it right, yet when we do, we find comfort in knowing you are there, guiding us every step of the way. Yet when we stray, your patience and love steer us back. With humble hearts, we gratefully surrender to your divine guidance. We lift all of this up in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe in you, my friend. Now it's your turn. Do you find yourself struggling with constant anxiety, stress, or burnout? Maybe you're navigating through overwhelming waves of sadness or darkness. Has someone allowed you to believe that you're unworthy? Well then, we're here to debunk those beliefs and help you to overcome them. Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Radiance From Within podcast, guiding Christian women to build their confidence and self-worth. My name is Heidi, and I'm so excited to have you here. We'll work together to help you overcome negative beliefs by incorporating prayer, devotionals, and journaling into your daily routine. Additionally, we'll explore the power of words and how they can impact your mindset and well-being. Because when you unleash your inner peace, you will find the desire and strength to spread kindness and compassion. Join me each week and unlock your radiance from within. Discover your power and strength and embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment.